Yeah, yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the voice of the streets. It's the Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. That's the third time, bitch. I got a legend, man. I got a GOAT. He in this motherfucker, man. He mainstream now. Big Frank, man. What's happening?
What's that word? Greetings. Greetings. All right. What's going down? What's going down?
That was good, dog.
Hello. Hey. Yeah. Hell yeah. Third time, man.
Third time, bro.
Hell yeah, man.
Even if you wouldn't have got the fucking third interview, bro, you ghost status on Mixtape Trappers anyway.
Yes, sir.
Ghost status, bro. Like, but the third, you know what I'm saying, it's just stamped, bro. Everybody don't get three.
We stamped. Shit, we gonna work on four in 2 years from now.
Hey, I was just about to say, shit, dog, we do an interview every 2 years, bro.
That's crazy.
We did, 2020, 2022, and now, dog, 2025.
Yeah, nigga, two more years, I'm gonna be back.
Yeah, why I gotta wait that long, bro?
Okay, we back next week, you heard?
I'm coming back.
We back, man.
Well, shit, dog, bro, it's so much shit to talk about, bro. Like you gonna damn near have to come back for real because, like, it's so much shit to talk about, bro. Like,
hell yeah.
But, shit, what's going on with you, bro? Like, I know everybody see everything, but, shit, like, let motherfuckers know what's going on with you.
You know, the same shit, man. Can't stop, won't stop. Don't let a nigga stop you for what you're doing, you heard?
Yeah.
Gotta still keep going, you know what I'm saying? Still same shit. You know what I'm saying? Just keep grinding, you know. That's about it.
Hell yeah. Because, though, I see, man, of course you've been going fed, bro. Like, you've been doing all type. You've been on every platform, bro, on the radar,
man.
Everywhere, bro. Yeah, like, I ain't got to say that, bro. Though, you've been everywhere, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah,
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying? But you got some shit dropping with Sada, baby. Like, you dropping that on Friday, right?
It's a song that I dropped, like, it was old. It's like 4 months ago, three months ago. It's called Baby Got It. Then he said he wanted to hop on a remix. The nigga like 3 months late. I been sent that shit. And then shit, when I first got the song, I'm like, all right, say less.
Yeah.
He went crazy. We still finna shoot this motherfucker. We shooting the video this Friday, man. This shit finna go crazy.
The bullshit.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait, dog. Well, who shoot that motherfucker?
My nigga Ocean Legacy.
Ocean Legacy, man. Shout out Ocean, dog.
Yeah, second T glazed it. With tattoos and shit. No bullshit.
No, I said the second thing.
Oh, my mama just with tattoos and shit.
Dog, every time I see that nigga Ocean, dog, like Tron, dog, like, I always tell him, because, you know, I met him as a battle rapper, bro.
That nigga was a battle rapper?
A battle rapper, bro.
Ocean Legacy?
Ocean Legacy, bro.
Nigga, you ain't tell me you a battle rapper? Yo, check it.
He was cold, dog. Like, he was really cold. Like, with the bars and shit.
I did not know that, bro.
Yes, bro. He was a real life battle rapper, bro.
This nigga, you was all URL, nigga.
On the real, he definitely was.
Let's go, Patrol.
Yeah. No, but shit, like, man, like, of course, like, I'm proud of the success, man. Been seeing the growth, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's super, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just impressive, bro. Like, the run, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the biggest thing that you learned, you know what I'm saying, from this shit? Like, just seeing, like glowing up with the music even harder than you already was.
What I've seen is like, okay, you get this one, you get this one thing right here that pop off. That means just don't take no break, don't do none of that. You still got to keep going from here and there, because once you feel like, once you stop, shit get to falling quick. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers just got to keep staying motivated and keep going. Just because this going good right here, that all means take no break, bro. Like, no, like, niggas got to, like, still go, still climb that mountain, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I learned, like, you just can't stop. Even though shit going good, just keep going, bro. Just keep striving for greatness, bro. No matter how good you doing.
Hey.
It can, my mama, because that 5 minutes of fame, that shit real, bro. Niggas really be famous for a day or two, and that shit dead, bro. Yeah. After that shit be really dead. So niggas got to stay relevant and keep doing shit, bro. Stay in the mix. Keep it in their face.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, dog, because I ain't gonna lie, like I told you, bro, it's so much shit. Like, I swear I was like, bro, how can I can't even fit everything I want to talk about, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I was like, man, I'll make sure I get my boy together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like even though we talked off camera, like, you know, like, it's about to be, what, his second year anniversary, Bank Kid?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know we talked off camera, but, like, we ain't, since the interview, we ain't really talk about Bankhead. Like, yeah. I know you came to his last interview with us and shit like that.
Got the last interview, hell yeah.
Man, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Life without him.
That's what I'm saying, though, because that nigga would be right there with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He'd be sitting right there. Motherfucker was still alive. He would have been proud, all type of shit, man. It's just like I don't like say RP on like stats and shit every day, but it's just like I think about them every day. Like I ain't gotta pronounce that shit every day because that shit be really hitting me like off the camera and shit like that. But like my nigga really not here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So it's like, damn. But I know he proud of us right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's all I gotta say about it.
Yeah,
bank bitch. Broke eyes, cheap eyes, winking eyes.
Yeah, yeah, no. But you see, he was glowing up, like, too. But, like, you see how it's way, like, a whole different level now. Like,
yeah.
How do you think he would have meshed, like, with you, JP, Nas, you know what I'm saying? Like, Bank Boys, like, how you think all y'all would have meshed together?
Bro, it's like, everything would have synced in, like, so perfectly, bro, if that nigga was here, bro.
Yeah.
Here, you know what I'm saying? That shit would be, like, the puzzle, my nigga.
Yeah,
and with Bankhead, bro, like, you know, I don't be really, I drop a skit here and there, but that nigga used to motivate me to drop skits, like, every other day type shit, and so that's, like, a part of me, like, kind of slow down with the skits and shit, so I be trying to, like, do it with Nas, my nigga Nas and shit like
man,
that.
Shout out Nas, man. His
shout out Nas,
in the
he in the building.
His ass in this motherfucker.
Not too funny in the building. But yeah, though, so it's like he was like the motivation with the shit, bro, because that nigga used to drop skits every day, bro. So Dawg was gonna be a big part of that shit.
Facts.
On my mama, he's gonna be a big part of the puzzle, bro.
Yeah.
So we all would have synced and linked in perfect, bro.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
Definitely. Hell yeah, man. But you know, since bro, you have plenty of hit songs, bro, since the last time I seen you, bro. Eater Up. My you know mama. What I'm saying? Like E-Way, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you like the Milwaukee Drake, bro. Just keep,
yeah,
just keep pushing
yeah,
shit out.
Man,
just keep pushing shit out.
Motherfucking try, man. Yeah. Keep pushing that shit. We do those hustle fun say, man, push that shit out. I got to keep pushing that shit out, man. Hell yeah.
No, but like, I know you said you got to keep going, bro, but like which song, you know what I'm saying, like really get the crowd? Like not just Milwaukee, but just like when you're doing Eater Up, when you're doing E-Way, like which song really do it?
Bro, you know, it be that. Bro, you know what's crazy? Maybe backpack still, bro.
Backpack?
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
If I'm doing the show OT, not here,
yeah.
Because I know if I'm performing here, they gonna get geeked to anything.
Yeah.
But if I go OT and do that song, bro, nigga, they going nuts, bro. Like when I had a show in AZ, bro, when I performed backpack, nigga, they was going fed. Like that shit was new or something like that. It should be 3 years.
3 years, though.
It's
gonna
be 3 years
shit.
Since that song dropped.
And that's why I said you got plenty shit, bro.
And it's plenty shit. That's what be pissing me off though. That thing right there. They don't be trying to. You know what I'm saying? They don't tap in with the new shit.
Yeah.
And I know artists be having that type of, you know, I know artists be feeling some type of way about that too. Like, damn, man, listen to my new shit. But sometimes they don't want to hear that. They don't be want to hear that, man. Yeah.
But shit, you got something. You gave them something, though. Shit, you made something for somebody to like, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
oh God.
You like, all right, all, the majority group of these people like this shit. Fuck it. Let's run with this.
Fuck it. That's how I put it.
Yeah, but shit, speaking of backpack, you know what I'm saying? I know you see Scarlett, you know what I'm saying? She was
man. Scarlett was at it, baby. Talk to me, man. Shit, you want to hop on that motherfucker?
Yeah.
Goddamn, acknowledge the nigga or something,
no,
man.
But that's her song, bro.
Yeah. That's what they said. That's what they said, man. Then I'm going through the comments. They're like, oh my God, she's so creative. She's so creative. How could she do it? I'm like, nigga. Me?
Right.
Too many Glocks in this?
Right.
Know what the fuck going on, nigga?
Yeah,
what's that? What's wrong? What's that? No, y'all forgot?
Right.
Man.
That motherfucker was super fed, bro. Like,
man.
So it ain't like she ain't hear it.
Man.
She heard it.
She you, Scarlett, you heard, babe, you heard that.
She
baby,
heard
you heard that.
She heard it.
You heard that.
Heard it.
Come on, man. Don't play Scarlett, man. Come on, man. Let's link.
Yeah.
I ain't even mad. She just, let's link.
That's it.
So
that's
mama.
It. But shit, like, how did that make you feel, though? Like, because, you know what I'm saying? She basically getting the credit for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did that make you feel? Even though, like, you still got other success and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that specifically, like, how did that make you feel?
You know what's crazy? Yeah, that do be making a nigga feel some type of way. But let's say if I go to the internet differently, if I, like, getting mad and shit, they're going to be like, he just trying to do it for the clout. How? Is the clout there?
Right.
Shit, I'm trying to get my credit. You know what I'm saying? But shit, I'm being a grown man about it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do it the positive way. Like, come on, man, tap in with me. Yeah. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Instead of me trying to go against her, shit, I'm trying to link up with her.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Yeah, because I was just talking to bro about that shit. I was just like, because me and bro got a plan for next year, like with me and the shit like that. He was just like, yeah, bro, like this is this. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. If it's some negative shit, like, that's easy to get on there and troll somebody and go viral and shit like that. But I'm like, that's negative. Like, I don't want to be involved in no negative shit.
Right.
Because I don't want that shit to come back on me. Like, somebody do it to me.
Oh, God.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that's just like.
He be like, they're the messy ass host. You know what I'm saying? They gonna find a way to get to your ass, even though you ain't said it.
Yeah.
But you interviewed the person. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That shit be.
Yeah, that shit crazy, though, man. But shit like. That's the internet, bro.
Yeah, that's the internet, bro. You know how that is, man. Woo!
For the real. Nah, but shit like, bro, you and JP, bro, like you was here for his bro interview, too. You know what I'm saying? When we did his, like, you see, bro, when I did the interview, you see so much shit happen as soon as he walked out the door, bro.
What you mean?
Like, all type of shit I didn't know about. Like, you remember Chris Brown?
Man.
Like, all type of shit started happening.
It happened right after the interview, bro. Like, literally after we walked out that damn door,
yes.
Just got the boom knocking. I'm like, damn. Damn.
Rock Nation, dog.
Man.
Like, I'm like, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like,
that's what I said, dog.
Yeah, but, like you, of course, like, y'all, like, brothers, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you just being with him through his journey, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what did you show him, and, like, what did you teach, bro, that he didn't already know or see?
When he like, first started type shit, I was just showing him, like, how to get paid, don't let nobody fuck you, so you know how that be and shit like that, showing them how to do the distro and all of that, just telling them the right shit. He was telling me some shit that I ain't know.
Yeah.
So we was just basically helping each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Then niggas just got strong after that.
Facts, though. Yeah. Like, I seen y'all, like, y'all still on a crazy run, you know what I'm saying? Still on a crazy run.
No bullshit.
But, like it's vice versa, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter who, because he express how you inspire him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, what did you learn from JP? Like, just, like, from his way up through his journey.
What I learned from him is, like, you know, what the fuck I learned from this nigga? Because he's like, we did so much shit. You know what's crazy? Mm. He did tell me this. That's one thing. That's what I want to tell. He motivated me. Well, not motivate. Well, let me know, like, I need to stop ignoring what people say. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people be saying, I'm known off him. I took his flow. Oh, you known because of him. It's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? That's the people outside looking in. That's the people. That's the new people. They just now tapped in type shit. They just trying to say, I'm trying to be like him type shit. But they don't know what the fuck going on. But he be telling me to, nigga, you need to stop ignoring them damn comments and stop getting pissed off about that, nigga. We know the real.
Yeah.
Long as I know the real and you know the real, nigga, we ain't got shit to worry about. So, nigga, fuck what they talking about. I'd be like, oh, okay, bet. But then I see another one again, and I'd be like, I'd be want to, you know what I'm saying? I'd be want to say some shit, but then I hear him like, man, listen, me and you know what's going on. Fuck the comments, you know what I'm saying? Fuck what the trolls say, because they always got something to say.
Thanks.
But yeah, but that's what I learned from him.
Ignore
them damn comments. Ignore them trolls, because people going to troll every day. If you're in the entertainment business, you got to have tough skin and this shit.
Facts.
No bullshit.
You look on anybody we can name right now, they trolling their ass, talking
no
shit
cap.
About it. Even Beyonce, Jay-Z, now
exactly.
All that, like.
Exactly.
You know, it don't matter who you is, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But shit, like, after that, like, you know, like, you and JP, bro, like, y'all interview on No Jumper went viral, bro. Like,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you know why.
Yeah.
You know why them niggas. Yeah, man. No. And I couldn't do shit. Just sit there, bro. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Jesus. And then when we be chopping it up off the camera, he be like, damn, bro, I should never said that shit. I'm like, nigga, it's too late for all that shit. Nigga, you said that shit. Nigga,
hey,
shit,
feel like this.
I'm like, nigga, it's over. Shit, nigga, it's over. Nigga, we said it already. It's too much for now.
Right.
He was like, damn, like,
just cuz. I should have said it a different way, cuz. I'm like, nah, nigga, fuck that shit. Fuck you that. Already said it, my fuck nigga. That. It's over.
Yeah. No, but you know, I ain't racist, dog, but I hate that, like, y'all gave a content to the white man, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, that's the only thing I hated about it. But, like, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, only one person that benefited from that shit. But I understand it, though. And, like, Flocka, all them niggas, bro, like, even though some off-subject shit, but dog, y'all niggas ain't tagged me, bro. When the OTF Jam shit went viral, bro, y'all niggas ain't tagged me, bro. Like, they tag everybody, bro. But I know they boss told them don't tag me or whatever.
Yeah,
they, I don't know.
Yeah, you know how that be, bro.
Yeah.
You know how that be.
Yeah, I know how that be, dog. Yeah, but shit, like, with the No Jumper interview, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people had an opinion, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They was like, man, bro, just a lot of people saying, bro, just living his truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people were saying the same shit. Like, damn. What he said, like, I shouldn't even said that, bro. Like, but, like, how did you feel? Like you, y'all locked in. You know what I'm saying? How did you feel, like, the backlash that he was receiving from the interview?
Man, I said like this. I'm like, shit, nigga, we already deep in this shit. Like, we all stick together. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, shit, we gonna ride this shit out. We gonna get this backlash, nigga. It's all right. And, you know, it's crazy. When we knew when the interview was finna drop, he was just telling me, like, hey, man, this interview finna be wild. And I'm like, hell yeah, shit, it is what it is, nigga. Whatever happens, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We gonna stick it out. Shit, it is what it is, bro. But, man, all I could do was this. Man, when he said it, I was, man, that's all I can do, bro.
Yeah, man, but, like, a lot of people, like, they was asking me, they was like, Jerry, did you know that this, I was like, bro, I ain't know shit, bro, I ain't know none of that.
But from a nigga dude, bro, dog don't get no fuck, yeah, bro, like, yeah. dog have no filter, he don't give a damn, like, that, he say whatever come in his mind, bro,
yeah.
Oh, well, nah, that nigga don't get no fuck, bro.
Bullshit, dog. Yeah, man, but shit, like if a motherfucker living their truth, like, you gotta respect that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, you gotta respect that. Like, I respect him more than nigga being undercover, like,
right.
Or,
exactly.
For real, like
T-Wall, what you want? Ricky! Hey! then the nigga be like, hey, he be like, shit. Nobody ain't gonna beat my ass. He be like, only G, nobody ain't gonna beat my ass. Nigga, I wish a nigga would come to me and say, nigga, oh, you gay.
That punk is.
I'm gonna beat your ass, nigga. Only G. That nigga be on that cuz. Dog a bitch. Hey, that's my boy, no, nigga. You a Damon.
Who?
Josiah.
Oh, damn.
My nigga Damon, cuz. That's my boy, though. But yeah, he's like, he a Damon. Nigga, why would I say you, nigga?
No,
what talking
no,
about
no,
Josiah
no,
right now?
No, I thought when you said the nigga, I thought y'all had some insight. Yeah, JP Wild, he big as a bitch, too, bro. That nigga big as a bitch, dog.
Damn.
That's crazy, dog. Hell yeah, man, but shit, like, you know what I'm saying, like, who been reaching out to you, like, far as, like, anybody, like, it could be up-and-coming motherfuckers, celebs, motherfuckers already on, like, I know SZA followed you a minute ago.
She don't follow me.
What?
Man, we could talk about this situation.
Damn,
man.
SZA.
Man, make sure this go up on the Trapper's page.
Oh, yeah,
so she can
up.
See it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
man,
I'm a tagger.
Man,
I'm
listen, put the camera on me, SZA, yeah. I'm sorry, can you please follow me back? God damn. Please, I'm sorry. Well, I'm going to talk about the situation, though. This is
okay,
what happened.
Okay.
So, look. It was this video I redid, right?
Okay.
It was a little boy. He was dancing, but he wasn't dancing regularly.
Okay.
He was doing a little sassy. He was getting a little sassy with it. Then I put my part in. I whooped him with a belt. Then it said, somebody. And then she commented on this. She was like, wow, Frank. She said, wow, Frank, trying to do jokes about the homophobic, not cool. I said, oh, she finna write unfollow my ass.
Damn.
Boy, I went on her page. I went on following. My name was not right there. I said, yep, I knew it was coming. But I wasn't even... It was just jokes. I wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? It was just a joke, but I guess some people can't take jokes like that.
Yeah.
Some people take that shit real, you know, take that shit serious. So I deleted it.
Yeah.
So on a respectful tip, I deleted it. But goddamn, sister, follow me back, man. Right.
Man, follow Big Frank.
Follow
back,
me
man.
Back,
follow,
man.
Follow back, man.
Damn.
And we gonna go to one of the tour days. We gonna pop up on you.
Oh God, hey, Kendrick and sis, y'all.
Yeah, they going on
I'm
tour.
I'm gonna go on tour. I'm gonna be right in front. Follow me back.
Get to Chicago. God. They ain't coming to Milwaukee though, bro.
Yeah, whatever they go, I'm going.
Yeah,
I hope it's Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
All right, say
Chicago.
Less. I'm gonna go to Chicago.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But shit. Besides that, you know what I'm saying? Like, have anybody ever else reached out to you like to work?
I was talking to Tiger once upon a time.
Yeah, for the remix. Yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to hop on the remix and I don't know what happened. Then we just lost connection. I was talking to Lil Uzi. My damn page got deleted. So we lost contact. I was talking to plenty damn celebrities, bro. No bullshit.
Yeah.
My nigga Speed. My nigga I Show Speed like my nigga Nas video, nigga.
Yeah, let's
what
go.
What you talking about? But his page got deleted. Oh. Tapped in, nigga. Tapped in.
No, yeah, cause I thought this nigga unfollowed me, bro. But I
no,
had seen,
nigga,
I seen
page.
It was a, yeah, you see, I followed you. I followed you. I was like, what the fuck?
Bro, our page was gone,
oh,
bro.
Okay.
But I'm just now getting my shit back.
Yeah.
My shit was gone for a year. And they took this nigga. They just taking our.
Hating,
bro. And the select, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, what? Damn, dog. That shit went up fast.
We tapped in with a lot of celebrities and shit.
But like, of course, like, yeah, besides Mixtape Trappers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's like the platform that you like enjoy going on? Like, whether it's just like performing, doing an interview, like out of all the shit, because you've been everywhere, like except Casanet, like that, you know what I'm saying? That's the only place you ain't been.
Oh, what though?
Yeah, that's literally the only place.
I like On the Radar. And it ain't even just a platform. They cool personally.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Gabe.
Yeah, shout out Gabe.
To my mama. Oh, the radar, baby. It's your boy Gabe. I'm gonna step in. We're gonna body this. They're my boys, bro. Like, they real life cool. They ain't like, let's hurry up and let's do this. Woo woo. They got a personality. They cool as hell.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, you heard. Word of my mother, you heard. Need a chopped
New
cheese,
York,
you heard.
New York.
You heard me. Feel me?
Real die. Yeah, I still gotta make my way to New York, bro. I ain't never been. That's the only big the state I ain't been to, bro.
Bro, it's so lit out there. But the driving is crazy. Nigga, in the strip like this, bro. The street is small, just like this. Niggas.
Just one lane.
One lane. Niggas is driving crazy though. In one lane. Fuck that. If you live in New York, man, you better taking lifts and getting a taxi. Having a car there, and that is not it.
Hell no.
It's not it.
Yeah, that shit crazy,
dude. Big Rich Town. God.
Real. Nah, like, you know, like, some stuff had happened, dog. It's a girl that went viral, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. She was straight. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
Oh, she was light skinned. Yeah. She said she,
oh, my
she
God.
Said, listen, wait. Listen. She said we drank. We smoked. We did a TikTok and I got cracked.
Oh my God, man.
Bro, that sounds like a fun night, bro. I ain't gonna lie, that's all fun, bro. That sounds like a fun night, bro. Like,
man,
she never said it was specifically you and JP, but she just kept throwing plenty hints out there. Like, she was doing eater up dance, but she was acting like she was sucking dick. Like, she was doing that, though. She was acting like she was sucking dick. But you know what I'm talking about?
Man, nigga, man, I know what you're talking about, man. Listen. When you hang around, like, you just, like, when somebody is too, I ain't gonna say fanned out, like, too fully supportive like that, you can't, like, just give them a little conversation because now they taking a mile, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can say hi to a bitch, and then the bitch will fuck around and say, oh, he did this, and we did this and that. Damn. Got flipped? Damn. Man.
Yeah. And it was crazy detail. She said the first dude, Not crazy.
Oh, my God. T-Walker. No. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
She said the first dude, she paused and she swallowed, bro. She said, I threw up. She said the second dude, was better, but it still wasn't. Oh shit, basically. Bro. Was you the first or the second dude? Nigga, that's all I want to know.
It
bro.
Ain't no first, second dude. It ain't none of that, cuz. Let me tell you. Okay, okay. You want to know how? Look, this how false it is. Nigga, how can I mature this answer? Because I don't want to just flat out and say a ghetto. Nigga, coming from that woman, she said it was sexual intercourse with me and my brother.
Yeah.
Come on now. Like, come on now. Come on with that freaky ass shit, man. Come on with that freaky ass shit, man. Come on. You know that shit ain't true.
Yeah.
You know that shit ain't true. And they had you. And they was believing it till you said that.
Yeah.
Now your ass lying.
Yeah.
Been lying. Man. Yeah.
Hell,
man.
Why you get sucked? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. That's
cool. Yeah, man. It was just a little bit. I ain't gonna say fanned out. I'm just a little bit too happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's crazy to lie like that. She said she's gonna release the TikTok video, but they never came.
Yeah, but I heard it was a video. Where's the video?
She said it. She said she got the TikTok.
But where's the TikTok?
She never put it up.
Exactly, nigga. And it's been months from now.
Yeah, she never put the TikTok.
It'd be like that, man.
That shit crazy, bro.
Yeah. This nigga brought that up, y'all. Oh my goodness.
Hey, I'm all that brought up. Stupid, dog. Like I said, dog, like, bro, I watched both of the interviews, bro, and I just thought, like, I was like, man, Frank go to with or without Mixtape Travis, bro. I ain't never did the box with, bro.
Oh, God, you did. Nigga, that shit foul.
I ain't never did the box,
bro. That shit foul,
no, I got you, bro. I got you, dog.
Say less.
We about to play a motherfucking game, man.
Hell yeah, man. We in a box.
This shit's called the Big Guys Box, man. Yeah. Hey, look, you get 60 seconds with the box, but you got to answer each question in the box in 20 seconds of motherfucking less. You ready? Right, you hello, wait, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
You sure you ready,
yeah,
bro?
I'm ready, cuz.
Come on, bro. Let's fuck it up, Big Frank. Fuck it up, bro. Come on, let's get it. Read out loud what it say.
Explain in 20 seconds how you would defeat Drewski and Cassinette in a handicap match.
Yeah, go ahead. 20 seconds. How you going to defeat him in a handicap match?
Like fight him?
Yeah, fight him in a handicap match.
Knock their ass over my head. Bitch ass nigga move. Then I'm going to do my specialty with me and Nas. Move, hoe ass. Bitch ass nigga. Oh, my mama. Oh, God. That's how I'm coming
up. Right. Go to the next question. Read out loud. Right, what to say?
Freestyle about smothering a midget a couple days before Christmas.
Yeah, freestyle about, aye. Yeah.
Smuggle me a midget.
Yeah.
She was thinking shit. Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all finna hit.
Yeah.
And give her a Christmas gift.
Go to the last one, bro. Go to the last one.
Which city got the worst hoes?
Yeah, which city got the worst hoes, bro? Which city, bro?
Here?
Yeah, Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Damn.
But hold on. We got, listen, because I don't want them to bash me because they all, nigga, they be on Facebook they trying to chew me up, cuz. Hold on. Wait. Y'all, it's beautiful women here. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna even say bitches.
Yeah.
Beautiful women. You know what I'm saying? Don't even go out. They got, you know what I'm saying? They work and go home. Yeah. Woo-woo. That's the women.
Yeah.
We talking about hoes. The hoes, not women. Hoes, nigga. Yes, the worst hoes is here. But I ain't talking about the beautiful women. I ain't talking about the women. The women that's on their shit. I ain't talking about them. So, yeah. I ain't talking about the women. I'm talking about the hoes.
Yeah, the hoes.
The women.
Yeah.
The women is valid. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you asked the question perfectly because it do say which city got the worst hoes.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. But, you know,
Yeah, because your first son, bro, the older he get, the more he look like you. He turned into light skin Frank, dog. That's it, bro.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Shout out, bro, man. But shit, dog, of course, like, the last thing you're going to hit on, bro, like, some fucked up shit, like, that was not cool, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you had got robbed or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. You
had went on there, basically, was like, man, niggas talking about they my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they let me get robbed. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Yeah, man. It's just like, goddamn. I guess when shit hit the fan, you see who really there for you and who really not. And I'm like, man, well, I got caught slipping and shit. I got family members right there type shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn, they're scared. Scared to help a nigga type shit. And I'm like, damn. You niggas ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? I would've like try to help y'all get out that situation or something, but damn, nigga do nothing? Like, damn, nigga, like. But shit, it be like that, though.
But shit, where was you at, though? Like, where is you
nigga, bought a crib.
Wow. Oh, about a, where I came up?
Yeah. Wow. Bought a crib. I'm on a, what's the thing it's called? Fuck, it's not a three-wheeler, it's
ATV? No, not the.
What's them fucking things called? Slingshot.
Slingshot, okay, yeah.
I'm on a slingshot. I'm bumping music. I wasn't even minding to it. Ooh, I'm riding. Shit, niggas up smacked on me. Shit, nothing I can do. Shit, I'm like. But I'm looking, I'm thinking I'm good because I got like, I see my peoples like right there across the street, bro. And then I'm like, damn, niggas ain't gonna. Help! You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? Protect a nigga? I'm like, I guess. But yeah, though, man. It's fucked up. Like, yeah, shit. What y'all ride me for? Like, exactly. It's me. You know what I'm saying? Nigga don't even be, I ain't the nigga that's, to, you know what I'm saying, to be on that and a motherfucker come for me. I ain't that type of nigga, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's me, cuz. If a motherfucker brag on it, like, oh, yeah, I ride Big Frank. Niggas be like, what? You ride that nigga? What the fuck? The dancing ass nigga? But, yeah, I don't know. Cause.
That shit fine. Like you said, you don't get no cool points for robbing, like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Certain people, but shit, that just shit. I don't know. Do you think it was, like, some backdoor shit? You just think that shit was just random? They just sent you and just said, fuck it, let me try it.
Oh, man, I think it's, I don't know what it is, bro. You will never know, bro.
Yeah.
So it's just like I don't even know, cause like probably is some backdoor shit, or probably motherfuckers was plotting whole time.
That shit fire, bro. Yeah. Hey man, you made it. You know what I'm saying? Like God, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. he got a big ass. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even see what's best to come yet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like so shit. Everybody here for a reason, bro. Your ass here for a reason, bro. Shit. I'm happy you made it out that shit, bro.
Hell yeah.
Still going crazy. Still fucking niggas hoes. You know what I'm saying? Still busting them bitches.
Bro,
you know
be trying to get me jammed up, bro. Your ass is crazy. I'm talking to your ass after the damn interview.
My bad, bro. No, but like, I be just trying to like.
Yeah.
Like I told you, it's easy, but it's hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know. I was like, bro, Big Frank got an answer. He got
hell
an answer
yeah, I
got
to answer to everything.
Yeah,
you
got to answer to everything. No, so it's easy, but it's hard, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but shit, dog, who you want to shout out before we get out this motherfucker?
Man, shout out my boy Banghead, man. Rest
yeah,
in peace,
Bank,
man. Shout out to the people that have been around me, you know what I'm saying, for the come up and shit. Shout out my boy Nas, especially Nas.
Yeah.
Nas the reason, like, why this shit going down right now. But then, yeah, man, hey. When y'all look at after this interview, I want y'all to spam in the comments. Tell Nas to travel, man.
Yeah.
Because this nigga be bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I be wanting Nas, nigga. Like that from the block, eat her up.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be Nas with us.
Oh, what?
Hell yeah. Nas was supposed to be there with us, but that nigga, you know what I'm saying? He was going through a little shit. But,
okay.
But you know me, I be trying to motivate that nigga. But yeah, tell that nigga to come out of town, man.
For real. Hell yeah. And I'm going to get his ass on here too, bro.
We're going to
get him on here. He going to get an interview, bro.
Yeah, man. That nigga be pissing me off. Yeah.
What's it? You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the voice of the streets. It's that motherfucking mixtape Trappers Radio, man. Big Frank.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to calm it down, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to calm it down. What's it?